Juneteenth commemorates June 19th, 1865, when the last enslaved African Americans in the U.S. were freed in Texas by Union soldiers. The historic date became a federal holiday last year, and to celebrate this year, the city of Detroit is hosting a Juneteenth Freedom Fest. Erica Hill is the Deputy Director for Detroit's Office of Civil Rights, Inclusion, and Opportunity. She tells WDET's Laura Herberg the Freedom Fest will take place June 19th at Eastern Market starting at noon.
We'll have African drumming. We'll have a host of historical references and informational opportunities with the Charles H. Wright Museum and the NAACP. We'll also have some musical performances by Slum Village and Charity and John Houston. There'll be food, there'll be celebration, there'll be Black Business Row, which is we're calling Black Bottom Row, where people will have an opportunity to purchase goods from our local small Black businesses. We encourage everyone to come out, families, to come down to Eastern Market to take part in the celebration.
Can you talk a little bit more about the historical elements? I'm having trouble picturing what that might look like.
Sure. So we have the Charles H. Wright Museum has a mobile display that they will bring down to Eastern Market, where our guests can come and walk through the display and go through the different phases of the freeing of our enslaved ancestors from Galveston, Texas. So it gives a history of Juneteenth. We also will have a reflection area where there will be libations poured, and we will give homage to our ancestors. We'll have some African dance, kind of lecture demonstrations, so people can just feel, where our ancestors came from and be a part of that on Sunday, on that day.
And why is it important to celebrate Juneteenth in 2022?
Because we have so much work. We have so much work to do. You can just turn on the television. We are in the middle of all types of civil unrest, racism. We went from George Floyd. Now we're at shootings in schools again. I could just go on and on and on and on. So in 2022, it's even more relevant that we celebrate the freeing of enslaved Africans, but also do not forget that, what freedom means and how we should embrace that as a country. We just can't lose sight that, everyone deserves the opportunity to go to school. Everyone deserves the opportunity to walk into a grocery store and purchase groceries and do the things that America has promised everyone. And so celebrating the freedom of our enslaved Africans is just one way that we can do that and let folks know that we all should be celebrated, no matter what color we are, no matter where we come from. We have the freedom to do that. And we should have the freedom to do that without the threat or fear of someone taking action against us or killing us in the streets or, just having some violent force against us because we don't look like one another or we don't worship the same. So it's also a reminder that we need to continue the journey and continue the work that our forefathers and foremothers started. So we definitely will be celebrating Juneteenth in 2022 and beyond, because the work just does not stop.